faith look at heaven. It's beautiful. We've never seen that place. We read about it. Place where God would be. No tears, no crying. Amen. And street of gold, walls of jasper. What a beautiful place. And how beautiful heaven must be. I hear that song, I think of my good friend Bob Adams, who's an elder in the Church of Christ, Fifth Ward. Man, I consider the one who took me in as a baby and raised me up. He loved that song. Yeah, he loved it. He's gone on now. Mm-hmm. Amen. Bob Adams, a wonderful man of God. This morning, we're thankful to have each of you in the audience, especially if not a member of the Church of Christ. You're honored guests. We want you to be a member of the Church of Christ. That's what we want. We want you to obey the gospel today. We want you to believe in Jesus, that he hung, bled, and died for you. And that you believe that he hung there and that shed his blood that would wash your sins away and give you a new beginning, a new start, and add you to the true church, the only church you read about in the Bible. That is the Church of Christ. Amen. We want that for you this morning. John chapter 5, continuing our study of the book of John. Hopefully you enjoyed. It's been a great study, a lot of learning points in John. So this morning we'll pick up right there. And verse number 25 of John chapter 5, Brother Stroud.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming.
And now is.
And now is
when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God.
Shall hear the voice of the Son of God.
And they that hear shall live.
And they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself.
So has he given to the Son to have life in himself.
In himself. And
has given him authority to execute judgment also
because
he is the Son of Man.
That's what we kind of I elaborated on, the difference between the Son of God and the Son of Man last week. Very interesting study. Yeah, the second Adam was Jesus. The first Adam was earthly, the second Adam came to restore man back to God. I talk about that. You might want to get that seated. A very interesting study of the difference between why did Jesus refer to himself as the Son of Man. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9 is where we identify that Jesus was made a little lower than, get that for me, Brother Stroud, than the angels. So when you look at him referring to himself as the Son of Man and not the Son of God, God cannot die. In Hebrews chapter 9, chapter 2 and verse 9, the book says there.
But we see Jesus.
But we see Jesus.
Who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death.
Angels don't die. God don't die. So he made a little lower in the angels for the purpose of something. Read.
For the suffering of death.
Because he had to suffer physical death. Read.
Crowned with glory and honor.
Yeah, he will be resurrected. Read on.
That he, by the grace of God, should taste death.
He would taste, notice what he said, taste death.
For every man.
For who?
For every man.
So remember, death came upon every man because of Adam, the first Adam. The second Adam comes into the world, but this Adam must taste death for everyone. So as the Son of Man, he would die as the Son of Man, be resurrected as the Son of God. Because in a God, and this is just, it's meaty, I know, but you go back and study for yourself. Take last week's lesson and this one, and I'm just recapping now. I'm not getting into the details.
Okay.
But Jesus had to die as the Son of Man. He came through a Virgin Mary to live a life, a physical life, be tested as we are, yet without sin. So he would die the physical death. He had to taste what that was like. Mm-hmm. Because as the Son of God, we would never experience physical death. Jesus was the only one referred to himself as the Son of Man. Because he was the second Adam. The first Adam brought death upon man when he sinned in the garden. And he brought man out of the image of God into a physical image. Adam was created, not born through a woman. He was created from the dust. So then Adam sinned. He brought death upon all mankind.
Okay.
Then God sends a Savior in the person of Jesus the Christ. He was not the Son of God until he was the begotten. He did not become the Son of God until he came through the Virgin Mary. When he came through the Virgin Mary, at that point, he was God's only son. He had never before had a son. That's why God so loved in such a manner. God loved the world that he gave his only begotten, the one of only kind begotten son who would become the savior of the world. Okay. That savior would have to take on the form of a man, Philippians chapter 2. He would be in the fashion of man. He would die the death of the cross. He had to be made lower than the spiritual beings called angels so that he could taste what death was like, because as God, he could not do that. Then when they buried him, when he died on the physical death on the cross, they pierced him in the side. Out came blood and water. Now, there is no flesh and blood in heaven. So now he has flesh and blood. So he pierced him in the side. Out came blood. And out came water. He took the physical one, buried him in a borrowed tomb, but he didn't resurrect himself. The Father had then loose, Acts chapter 2. Just don't have time to give y'all a powerful points, and maybe I should do that, but that would be a whole topic of sermon by itself, not contextual what I'm doing now. But then God, Acts chapter 2, you read where, I think it's verse 24, where God the Father loosed the pains of death. So then he resurrects as the Son of God. Went down as the Son of Man comes of it. Which means he's spiritual. There's no more physical relate. So now that's why he said, Mary said, don't touch me. Because I have not ascended back to where?
The Father.
So he came from the Father, spiritual, came into the physical, died the physical, went back into the spiritual, resurrected in the spiritual. That's him.
Amen. Amen.
Now that's a lot of teaching. But it's really simple. In other words, he had to be just like us, physical, in order to experience the physical death. In order to shed the blood as the Lamb of God, he had to shed blood, because Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sin. So that's why John seen him come and said, behold, the Lamb of God, so lambs have to die to take away the sins of the world. Now that he's the Son of Man on earth, he has been given authority. In John 12:48, he said, he that rejected me and received not my word had one that judged him. The words that I've spoken, the same were judging the last day. So he's telling these Jews, I'm going to be your judge. And he upset them right now. And so that was the text from last week. So they upset that he said, you're going to be the judge. You're making yourself equal to God. He was. He was the Son of God. And then, so the Bible says here, and he says, he's given authority, verse 27 back down there, Bruce.
And has
he's
given him authority to execute judgment also.
Because he is
the Son of Man.
That's right. On earth, he can execute judgment. John 12:48. Now, let's read that one real quick. John 12, here's how he's going to do it. And we're all being judged as I speak. In John 12:48, the Bible says what?
He that rejected me
received
not my word.
So Jesus said, if you reject me and receive not what I tell you, then
has,
he said,
has one
you
that
got
judges
one
him.
That judges you. Notice what's going to judge you.
The
words
that
I
have
spoken,
the same shall judge
you. So those words are written in the New Testament.
Day.
So everything Jesus said in the New Testament is judging us based on whether you obey it or you don't obey it. Amen? Now, let's go back to verse number 28. He said, marvel not at this now. He said,
for
the hour
is
coming in which all that are in the grave
shall hear his voice,
shall come forth.
They that have done good
judgment
unto the resurrection
of life. If you've done what God told you to do, then you get the resurrection of life.
And then, if
you didn't do it, then you got
the resurrection
of damnation. The greatest shock for American so-called believers in the world, I say it like that, believers in the world, is that it found in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus then states to them, Matthew 7:21, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Many will say, here they are, to me, here they believe. Many will
Lord,
say
Lord.
To me, Lord,
Have we not prophesied in thy name?
And in your name,
and in thy name have cast out devils.
In your name,
and in thy name done many wonderful works.
Now watch the judgment come.
And then will I profess unto them?
I profess unto them.
I never knew you.
See, I never had that relationship. I never knew you. You were workers of.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
So here he is saying, I have never had a relationship with these. Are believers? These are not Muslims and Buddhist people. These are Christians, so called believers. Are going to be shocked because they're getting judged as they. And right now, and he said, I never knew you, because if you'd have believed his word, they would have done what he told them and they would have been saved. But these people think they saved, like I'm going to talk about later. They think they saved today, worshiping like they want to worship, doing what they want to do, and they're going to be shot on the day of judgment. When he said, depart from me, you're a worker of what?
Iniquity.
You operated as if there was no law to follow. Let's go back to now. Let's go back. Jesus speaking now in this text. He's speaking to people who want to kill him. These Jews, 5:18, I rushed out. He said, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him. But he had not only broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his father, making himself equal with God. So this is what they're upset about. That they're saying, hey, not only did you just heal that man over there at the pool of Bethesda, you told him to get up, take his bed and walk, but now you're saying you're equal to God. So we're going to kill you. So then now Jesus in verse 30, he's going to present a fourfold witness thing, a fourfold witness that I am the Son of God. I got witnesses as to who I am. I am the Son of God. The first witness will be John the Baptist. The second witness is his miracles. The third witness will be his father. And the fourth witness will be the scripture. So, and he's going to lay it out to them and say, you guys don't believe. John 5:30 said, I can of my own self do nothing.
As I hear, I judge.
And my judgment is just.
Because I seek not my own will.
The reason I can judge justly because I'm not operating on my own will. Y'all remember back in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, let this cup pass, not my will, but your will be done. It was over there in that garden that he decided to obey the will of his father. It was a decision in the garden. And though he was a son, Hebrews 5:8, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, being made perfect. He became the author of eternal salvation to all them that what? Obey him. So he obeyed the will of his father. He's not doing this if it had been on his own. He's doing the will of the father. So Jesus said, I'm not doing this on my own, but the will of the father. Y'all see that? I bear witness of myself. My witness is not true. If you just say, so these men do not believe. He said, I'm telling y'all who I am, but it's not true to you. Okay, now watch this.
And there's another that bears witness of me,
and I know that witness is true. You sent unto a John, that's John the Baptist. So that they had heard John the Baptist saying that, behold, look at him. That's him. Jesus coming. He is the Lamb of God. Notice what he said about John.
And he bare witness unto the truth.
And John was telling the truth. Read on.
But I receive not testimony from man,
but these things I say.
That ye might be saved.
That Jesus telling me all, that you all will believe what John says. And John was a man, but just a man. However, when I speak, I'm speaking the truth. I'm telling you what to save your soul, but you won't listen to me. Now, that's just like people today. People today, many people today, are following doctrines and commandments of men. Amen. And ignoring the scripture. They're ignoring what Jesus had taught in the scripture. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 8, Jesus said, this people draw nigh to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me,
teaching for doctrine
the commandments of men. So what are they teaching? What man says versus what Jesus said. Now, here's a good one. Man says that God, you can be saved by accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. Man says that you can be saved by praying a sinner's prayer. Most of Americans believe that lie. But Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Man said one thing, people believe in. Jesus said what to save them, people don't believe it. You know, the Baptist church don't baptize people the same day. Y'all didn't know that? They don't. You know why? You want to know why? Most of the African Americans have some background in the Baptist church. And what they don't know, the Baptists don't know, is that Baptist preachers do not believe that baptism is where you're saved. Well, if that's the case, then the reverend is right over Jesus. Is that right? Sure, that's what he's saying. You will believe John over me? I'm telling you what to save your soul. Folk will believe Reverend John over Jesus. Amen, somebody. Yeah, so the 1 Peter 3:21, Peter said, baptism saves. So here it is. What leads to vain worship of people being lost is when men and women listen to what men say over the word of God. Go back to verse 35, verse 5.
He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for
John.
A season to rejoice in his light.
Get Luke 8:11 for me. These men believed John for a little while, but it didn't last. Just like people today can believe the truth. I can be teaching the truth today to someone, and they believe it. They believe, okay, Brother Brooks said, but the scripture said, he that believe and baptized shall be saved. I'm going to be saved today. I'm going to be believing. I'm going to be baptized. The scripture say to save in the church. I say, the church, which church? You have to ask that question. And the church in the Bible is called the church of Christ. So to save is added to the church of Christ. Is that correct?
Amen.
So now I believe that. Now I leave here, get baptized, and go out there and say, girl, you know ain't nothing to that. Then now all of a sudden I don't believe it. You find, so this is what he was saying. You can do, you start out believing, then you say you don't believe. Now what's going on? In Luke 8:11, the Bible says this. The Bible
now,
says the seed.
The parable is this.
The parable is this.
The seed is the word of God.
Is the word of God. Read.
Those by the wayside are they that hear.
Now
there's
some
devil.
Folk that the seed falls by the wayside. You're talking about when you plant sow a seed. This is a sower. He's explaining the parable. When you sow the seed, you throw it in. Some going to fall on the side. Some going to fall in different spots. The one that falls by the wayside, who
are they that hear? Those that by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart.
The devil can be
they should
the devil can
be saved.
Your mama, your sister, brother. Say, girl, you know ain't nothing to that. Now you know better than that. You know ain't no such thing as a lot. Is no where everybody be saving in one church. You know that's just that what they saying. Mama says, now you know we grew up like this. So she wants her daughter to believe her over the word. So that devil now is snatching the truth back from that child, and she's going to start back believing, saved in every church. But you can't read this book called the Bible and believe the saved are in any church. And if you believe the saved are in any church, you believe the saved have any God. You must believe the saved have any Jesus. You must believe the saved can have any Holy Spirit. You must believe the saved can have any baptism to believe that the saved can be in any church. Why? Because the Bible says there is one body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all. You can't have any Father. You can't have any Jesus. You can't have any Holy Spirit. And you can't be saved in any church. Now, if you want to believe man, you can take your constitution and believe it. But that constitution was written by men. And men say, and attend the church of Charles, God never said it.
Amen.
Preach, Brother Brooks. I am going, brother.
They on the rock are they, which yeah. When they hear, receive the word with joy.
Yeah,
and these have no root.
Yeah, see,
which
this,
for a while believe, and in the time of temptation fall away.
This is them church Christ folks who get baptized. They don't never stay for Bible class. Got no root. They don't understand what it is, how to grow as a Christian. So next thing you know, they're gone. What happened to them? They have no root. Didn't stay for Bible class like some of y'all going to do. Y'all going to shoot right outside the door. I'm going to be standing there watching. I'll see you every Sunday. You know there's Bible class right after. You ain't trying to get rooted and grounded. You got to get in here and get rooted and
Amen.
Grounded. You ain't going to get it from a sermon.
Amen.
Amen. Read on, Brother Stroud.
And that which fail among thorns are they,
yeah.
Which When they have heard, go forth
now, watch
and
this.
Are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life.
And when you become a
no
Christian,
food to perfection.
You got to quit hanging out with your friends. Amen. You got to quit hanging out with your old drinking buddy, because you guess what you're going to do? You'll go right back to drinking. Amen. Smoking crack or, amen, partying. Amen. Back to the club, you know, club hopping. If you hang out with club hoppers, guess what you're going to do? You're going to find yourself what? What's the name of them new clubs? I'm back there. Now, I forget. I know it's a little, some good ones now from what I hear. I'm not trying to say. You know what you now, when we call them juke joints. What they call them now? A who? A hole in the wall. Somebody, oh, he old too. He don't know what they'll call a hole in the wall. Is that right? What's that new club down the street? I got a new one. There used to be one right here in right near. Which one was that closest to us? Which the closest one to us? I'm talking about closest one to Howell Heights. Some of y'all went to last night. Ain't nobody gonna help me. How many of y'all been to a club within the last month? Raise your hand. Woo! Hey, bro, show enough honest when he said, hey, man. Party over here. Bro, show enough honest when he raised his hand. That's all right. I love you, man. I love you. Yeah, you get to get them, the good ones gonna get to heaven. The honest one when they get more out and admit some things. Now, bro, they could have. Now she said, now she trying to fix it. I mean, he could have been there trying to help somebody, bro. Yeah, you're right. You know, we come up with all these reasons why, you know, bro, I just went in there trying to make sure I was trying to save the sinners in the truck. Yeah, I know you was in the club. You know, you saving by the little Jack too. You get it, what is it, Jack and Pepsi or Jack and Sprite? I think it was Sprite. Sprite. Bro, Chip, was it Coke or Sprite or Dr. Pepper? Bro, Chip said whichever one he wanted. He didn't care as long as the Jack was in. It could be Coke, Dr. Pepper, Sprite. But Chip said, as long as the Jack, the only thing need to be in there is the Jack. Right? See, bro, Chip, he coming clean on the front row. Leave them alone, bro. Now, sister team, I have to make them laugh a little bit because I told them they were going to hell a while ago. See, I told them people who won't come back to Bible class, they ain't going to make it to heaven. See, I got them laughing now. They wouldn't laugh when I said that, would they? Yeah. See, they ain't rooted. All that laughing stopped when I talk about hell, didn't it? Sure enough, let's go back over here.
But that on the good ground are yeah. they,
now, here,
which
here,
in an honest and good heart.
Now, who going to go to heaven? Those who are honest
and good heart.
And good heart.
Having heard the word.
Having heard the word.
Keep it.
Keep it.
And bring forth fruit
there
with
you
patience.
Go. Here's the person going to get to heaven. When the seed fall on you and it's true, raise your hand. You might well do that, brother, because it's true. The truth of the word of God has the mean truth to you, and when it applies to you, you got to be honest enough to say, Brother Brooks, that's me. I know the word of God is talking to me. I got many people come to me, Brother Brooks, man, it seems like you just talking to me every week. That's because you're receiving the word of God with meekness, and it's able to save your soul when you see. Now, when you don't receive it and the word of God don't mean nothing to you, you could be at the point we have a serious conscience. Let's go back, Sprite. I got a couple more points. To make, thank you. A couple more points.
Verse 36.
Yeah.
But I have greater witness than that of John.
Yeah.
For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me.
See, these men ain't seen nothing. Jesus said, y'all, he just healed that man at Bethesda. They upset about that. He told that man, you can take your bed up and walk. So they're saying, man, not only is he healing people, Jesus, y'all ain't seen nothing. I'm getting ready to do some other stuff. He going to walk on water. They're going to be amazed. He going to go up to Lazarus' tomb and say, Lazarus, come forth. He going to raise the dead folk. Amen. He going to take a fish and 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. He going to feed 5,000 men. He's going to tell them to sit down and eat. They're going to have to watch all these miracles. The miracles that he's going to be doing are going to be testifying that he is the Son of God. They notice this. Now, verse number 37, he says,
Father himself.
Witness number one, John the Baptist. Witness number two is the miracles. Witness number three is the Father. And the Father himself, which has sent me,
has borne witness of me,
have neither heard his voice.
You ain't never heard God say nothing. His shape.
You ain't never seen him. And verse 38.
And ye have not his word abiding
so
in you.
So the problem is, you don't have his word abiding in you.
For whom he has said, ye believe not.
If you believed God, if his word was in you, these Jews were supposed to be believers of God from the Old Testament. He said, if you believed him, then you would have believed those prophets. For the prophets, at time when God spoke, he spoke through the prophets. In Isaiah 9:6, he said, for to us a child is born, a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. If they believed the scripture, they would have believed he who he was as the Son of God.
Amen.
Now, these men didn't believe God's word. Now, witness number four is in verse number 39. He said, now,
search
this is
where
I want to spend a little time at. He said, search the scriptures
for in them you have eternal life.
In the scripture, you think you saved. He said, for in the scripture, you search the scripture, in them you think
you have eternal life.
You have eternal life.
And they are
now,
they.
Jesus expressed that they didn't believe all of what they read. This tells me that one can study the scripture and believe they saved and not believe the scriptures. Mm-hmm. Many are like that today. They believe they are saved by doing or believing the things that are scripture, but do not doing all of what the scriptures say. So let me give you some examples. Many believe we can be divided in different churches and still be saved. Where the word of God said, 1 Corinthians 1:10, there'll be no division. Many believe division is okay. It's called denomination. They believe they saved denominated. In other words, they search the scripture and in them they think they have eternal life. And then you got those who can't say they can be saved in any church. I talked about that. And they believe that. They believe you can be saved anywhere. Doing anything you want. We'll sprinkle you. We'll pour water on you. We'll bury you. We'll take your baby and baptize them. We'll dedicate them. They say, everybody just say however they want to be saved. Jump up and down 10 times, turn 3, flip, you saved. Folk believe foolishness like that. They believe you can just do what you want to do as long as you say you believe a little of the scripture. So, for example, communion. You talk about it, don't say how often. Well, you got an example of how often they took the Lord's Supper in Acts 20 and verse 7. And on the first day of the week. So they'll believe that you got to take the Lord's Supper. But they don't believe it's got to be every Sunday. You see how people can be. And then you bring members of the Church of Christ, believe they will be saved, not forsake, not by assembling only once a Sunday. I'm saying, Church of Christ members who believe they saved, they going to have eternal life and only come to morning worship, don't give right. You ain't never gave right. And you hate it when we get to the collection part because you know you're guilty. You don't give right. And let me just spend a little time right here on this, Christians. God, I gave us.
Amen.
And he loves a cheerful giver. Giving is about respect. Giving is about, for God so loved the world, he gave. He wants us to give because we love him. Not necessity because Brother Brooks is preaching about it. Not grudgingly, so, oh, Lord, I got to give too. No. You think you say? And you don't give. You pledge, you ain't finished it. You think you saved by pledging a line? You can't say, I'm going to do one thing and then don't do it, my friend, my sisters and brothers. Finish up what you did. If you said you're going to do it, or say, I can't. Don't just leave your name with a lie on top of it. I'm talking to high people now.
Okay.
If you haven't been given right, it's a year-end time. It's time to start giving right.
Amen.
Put God first in your life. Make heaven sure. Make your election or calling sure. You can't fall short on assembly, on worship. You can't fall short on doing God what God has told you to do. Some of you have never given right, and you believe you got eternal life. You're not going to get it.
Amen.
Yeah. You say, well, brother, what's giving right? Give to your heart. Make yourself say, I'm doing this because I love God. And give. Go above that $5 you've been doing every week. Go and push it to 25 and see how that feels to you. Push it to 50. Push it to 100. Write another check. You knew you were short this morning. Put another one in there right now. Make another one. And only get your hand to the earth on your way out. Say, man, I had to go on up mine. I ain't trying to miss heaven over not doing. I know I ain't did right. Well, what else? You can't live any kind of way during the week and expect to get to heaven. You got to live right. And you got to make your confessions when you fall.
Amen.
You got to do what God told you. You can't be perfect, but you got to follow the plan to be saved. Amen. You got to search the scripture. You think you got eternal life. These guys thought they was going to help. Jesus said, these are they that testify of me. If you do what Jesus told you, you're going to get in there. You don't do it, you're not going to do it.
Amen.
Yeah. You give it. Church, highlight. You need to give right. Not because I'm rebuking you, but because that's a command. Just like communion is a command. Some of us running here, make sure we get in 1950, not before 1915, so we can drink the juice. But singing is equally important to drinking the juice.
Amen.
Prayer is equally important. Giving is equally important. Amen, somebody. Hearing the preached word is equally important to taking communion. You can't think you're going to get to heaven by cutting God short. I'm going to tell you something else by giving. Some of you are missing your blessings. Because when you give, God bless you. He talked about Israel. When he was telling Israel, I have time. Boy. He said, I'll bless you going in. I'll bless you coming out. I'll bless your storehouse. I'll bless your children. I'll bless the city you live in. He said, I'll just bless you. Deuteronomy 29. He said, I'll just bless you. I like that. When God said, if you just keep my word, I'll bless your house. I'll bless your wife. I'll bless your husband. I'll bless your children. I'll bless your checkbook. I'll bless you on your job. I'll bless you when you're driving down the freeway. I'll bless you on your way home. I'll bless you if you just do what I told you.
Amen. Amen.
Some folk walk out of the hospital blessed because they obeyed God. Amen.
Amen.
Been good givers all their life.
Amen.
God said, I'm going to bless you now.
Amen.
Give you some more life.
Amen.
Pledges. If you haven't done it and you gave your word, go to them and tell them why you're not going to do it or do it.
Amen.
You say, well, brother, that's kind of hard. No, it's not. You can't think you got eternal life. And I was one of my, I looked at Lil, I was one of those who had not done my, I told Sharon, I'm going to write the check. Because I want to be a man of my word. If I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I cut somewhere else. I cut her out of Walmart. I mean, you know, somebody ought to pray for me. Right? Y'all just got married, didn't y'all? Yeah, man, you see how I handle that? I cut that Walmart check. Nah. She blessed.
Amen.
She blessed. This is how Brother Brooks. But all I'm saying is that we can make sacrifices other places, but don't make the church a sacrifice.
Amen.
You can't outbeat the sacrifice Jesus made. Amen. Okay, now let's get through it. Now let's go back. So my advice to all of us is, including myself, I'm including it. You know, if you have a sin, you know, since I'm saying, you know what, I don't have no issues in my life. You know, all of us got a sin issue.
Amen.
Right? We all have sin issues. You don't outgrow sin issues. You can't outlive them. Old folk got to watch how they think. Word, thought, they may not have no deed happening right now, but they got words and thoughts. And old men can still look. You get old men, not only do they look, they ease up that pretty young girl and hug her differently than others. Pull something to them. Hey, baby. And slobber on them. You know this is a holy kid. You want me to do it? No. I'm warning the old brethren. You can still sin by lusting. Even though ain't nothing happening. Snow on the chimney. Ain't no fire on the rooftop. Ain't no fire in that chimney. That's just a saying. I'm warning the young old men about getting too close to these young girls. Go, you still lusting, brother. And you at a point in your life you don't need to have no issues with God. I don't mean to be mean, you know, but at the age of 80, 70, you ain't, you follow what I'm saying? You really ain't got a lot of time. Somebody need to say amen. Bro, he ain't got no time, a whole lot left. Man, I know she look good, but turn your head. Be saying, Brother Brooks, man, you can think you going to heaven, you 80, and you lusting. I'm just being real. I'm K-I-R-A. Keeping it real always. Just like you young folk. You step out there with some of them teenage, young adults you used to hang with, you're going to find yourself right back doing some of the things you were doing.
Amen.
Why? Association. Guilty by what? Association. Man, that's good. Why? And the reason I always use myself, because I don't want nobody at this congregation believing Brother Brooks come up here like, oh, he think he holding down. You ain't going to call me that. No, I ain't going to let you. I'm not going to hold in down stuff. Man, I'm in the blood. I've been washed in the blood. Amen. I'm in the blood purchase church. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be drinking that blood. And I'm going to give right, too. I'm not going to just do it. I'm doing everything because I know I can't save myself. And if you all are smart, if you are a real, real intelligent person, you will do everything you can to be pleasing to God.
Amen.
Amen. Because you know you can't avoid the sin issue. You know you can't get around that. I know I can't get around it. You know you can't get around it. You know you, and you know you, and you know you, and God know you. And if you know you like God know you, you'll do what God told you because you know you.
Amen.
And you ain't made no confession, you should have. You ain't repenting, you should have. You ain't did right, you should have. You could do it today. You just got to do what God tell you to do. Brother said, all of us, somebody said that a while ago, we're all in the hospital. When I walk in here, I'm coming to get my medication.
Amen.
Doctor is Jesus, the great physician. Amen. And I'm reading from the doctor's manual every Sunday. The doctor said, okay, here, tell them what to do. Okay, bro. Okay, he said, Brooks, now when you tell them, tell yourself too. Oh, Lord, you talking to me too? Yep. That good. How many verses I got left, Brother Stark? Now, y'all know we had that medical situation took away about 10 of my minutes. So
eight
minutes.
Eight verses.
Brother Stark's counting. He said, well, 8 minutes you lost.
Then I said eight verses.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know how many verses.
Hey, good. Let's go ahead and get them. Okay. I got hung up right there.
And you would not come to me
that
you might have life.
All right, read on.
I receive not honor from men,
but
I know you that you have not the love of God in you.
See, that's what I'm saying? At the end of the day, why is it that people won't give right? You say, why are you messing with giving? Well, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to. I just got to looking at our budgets. And I can't allow this church not to be givers like they're supposed to.
Amen.
You know, it comes a time when you got to talk about it, right? But if you can't give right, you have not the love of God in you. That's what he told them. That this is why they think they have eternal life, but love is not motivating them to do what's right. These guys got bad motive. They're trying to kill Jesus. No, read on, Brother Stroud.
I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not.
Okay, read.
If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
Read.
How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?
Okay, read.
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?
So I'm coming out. So what he's saying, look here. These Jews had the Old Testament. They had believed, they believed Moses. In Acts 3:20, Peter was preaching. He said, you know what? Here's what Peter said. Here's what Moses said. He quoted Deuteronomy 18. But look, Acts 3:20, what did he say?
Therefore, being a prophet,
yeah,
and knowing that God has sworn,
yeah,
with an oath to him,
read,
that of the fruit of his loins,
yeah,
according to the flesh,
okay,
he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne.
Read.
He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ,
uh-huh,
that his soul was not left in hell,
uh-huh,
neither his flesh did see corruption.
Read.
This Jesus has, yeah, God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses.
Yeah.
Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father. Oh, Acts.
Yeah.
Three.
I know that ain't what I read. Maybe
no, I
mean
Acts 2:20.
Yeah, well, yeah, that That's was a good okay. one, too, but that wasn't what I called
right.
for.
Acts 3:20.
Can you help me out?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Acts 3:20.
Appreciate that.
And he shall send Jesus Christ,
yeah,
which before was preached unto you.
Yeah, that's the one.
Whom the heaven must receive unto the time of restitution,
okay,
of all things,
right,
which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
Read.
For Moses truly said, yeah, unto, yeah, the fathers,
yeah,
a prophet.
Now Moses told y'all, a prophet.
Shall the Lord your God
raise up
unto you,
unto him,
of your brethren,
unto you, brethren,
like unto me.
Like me.
Him shall you hear.
Moses told y'all was going to be one coming up, just like him. He said, but him shall you hear
in all things.
So he said, Moses told y'all that he was coming.
He shall
Jesus
say
said,
unto
y'all
you.
Believe, y'all going to believe Moses. But you didn't believe the scripture. If you'd have believed the scripture, you'd have believed Moses. If you'd have believed Moses, you'd have believed Jesus had now come and he was on the scene. These guys have bad motives. They don't believe Jesus. They don't believe the scripture. People today that are not going to go to heaven will be people who don't believe they need to be baptized. People who don't believe they need to confess their faults. People who don't believe they need to worship according to spirit and in truth. People don't believe that they got to live right. People who just believe they can do whatever they want to do and do it and say, I believe in Jesus, and you're going to heaven. You're not going to heaven.
Amen.
Why? So he says, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. The scriptures are they that testify of Jesus. And what testifies of Jesus testifies of truth. And truth came from heaven. Truth hung on the cross. Truth had nails in his hands and his feet. Truth was suffering. Truth died on the cross. Truth hung there. Truth was pierced in the side. Out came truth. Water, blood and water. Truth deals. They buried him. They resurrected him. But truth got up with power. Truth said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. If you believe the scripture, then you be baptized today. Be saved.
Amen.
Baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Baptized so you receive the Holy Spirit. Baptized so you can be washed your sins away, Acts 22:16. Your sins will be washed away by the blood of Jesus. You step in the water believing Jesus in there. Step in there believing the blood is in there. Blood washed away your sin, Revelation 1:5. The Lord adds you to the true church, the church of Christ. You live there. And you do everything he told you. And remember that because God was the one who gave his son, he was his only begotten son, for the world needed him. They needed a savior. And my friend, we need a savior. I need a savior. You need a savior. How many of y'all need a savior?
Amen.
Can you see your faults, man?
Amen.
We all need a savior. And when you need a savior, you see him on the cross of Calvary. Blood shedded, blood beaten, crucified, blood running down his face, blood running down his body, stripes all over him. He did no wrong. He did no sin. But you is the reason they executed him.
Amen.
And what he tell me to do as a gospel preacher, preach the cross. And lift me up. And if I be lifted up, I'll draw them to me.
Amen.
I'll draw them, Brooke. I'll draw them. They'll love me for what I did. And they'll love my Father for sending me. They'll love me for dying. And they'll come and be washed in this. How many of y'all want to be washed this morning? If you want to be washed, we got the clothes ready. You hear the gospel. You believe it with all of your heart. You repent of your sin. You'll be willing to make a confession. Here's your confession, Acts 8:37. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Once you make that confession, we will carry out the command to baptize you because the scripture tells us to baptize you. Jesus said baptize you. We're going to baptize you. It ain't going to be 2 weeks from now. It's going to be as soon as you make that confession, we're going to try to get you in there as soon as Papa called, you could die at any time.
Amen.
Amen. Is that good? Here's what I want you to do. I want those who want to be baptized, I want you to come down to the front. I want those who are going through some trials, some tribulation. Man, God is on your side. You can be a winner today. You can be a winner by it. You know what? I'm coming to God. I'm going to ask the church to pray for me. Prayers avail it much, y'all. Prayer can get you out of a whole lot of trouble. Prayer avail it much. The prayers of a righteous man. You need prayer. I want you to come to the front. Don't be ashamed to ask for prayer. Write on your card. Ask for prayer. Ask the church to pray for you. Make your confession. Ask God to forgive you. You need to come to the Lord. You do that. Together we stand and sing the encouragement song.
Amen.